You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Layoffs are easy. It's easy to get a pink slip, but how do you get back into the economy? We want to hear your stories of interesting, fabulous, aggressive, innovative ways of getting a job, getting rehired. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Sandwich boards, anything.
In September, Gary Staton triggered national attention when he abandoned 9 of his 10 children to a local hospital in Nebraska. After his wife died of a brain aneurysm in 2007 after giving birth to their 10th child, and he lost his job, Staton said he just couldn't cope. His father-in-law says, as you can imagine, it's been a very tough time for the kids.
They were upset and resentful at the time, but I think they're calming down now, and some of them want to see their dad, and some of them worried for their dad he's going to be in trouble or he's going to get in trouble. And none of them hate him. They're upset with him. No one asks him why, and I don't believe Gary can even answer the question anymore.
Staton did act legally under a safe haven law adopted in July, and his case highlights an unintended consequence of the vaguely worded law that was intended to protect newborns from abandonment. In 3 months, over 30 children have been abandoned, not a single baby. Some children coming from faraway states, exposing serious questions about support for struggling families across the country. Reporter Robin Wish is on the line from NET Radio with more. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Dora.
I understand there were 2 more children that were dropped off yesterday. Can you tell us about that?
We don't have too many details right now, but there were 2 children, a 14-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl, who were dropped off at a hospital in Lincoln. They are local. They're from Omaha. And reportedly, the 17-year-old girl actually ran away when she figured out what was happening. And as of last night, police were still searching for her.
Can you tell us what has been the reaction to the Staton case in Nebraska?
Well, it's been mixed. There's been a lot of people that have been very angry with the parents, saying that they're abusing this fall. But there have also been people who have called for empathy and said that, you know, parents in crisis really don't have enough resources available to them. They don't have enough places to go and to get the help that they need. So it's been a mixed bag, a lot of controversy, obviously, as you can imagine.
And that concern about resources for families is obviously not limited to Nebraska. Talk about how there have been children from other states that have ended up in Nebraska, dropped off at hospitals.
There have been. There have been 6 cases right now. There's from Florida to Arizona to Georgia, Iowa and Indiana, parents actually just driving across state lines and using the Nebraska Safe Haven law. All of those kids have been returned to their home states. The child welfare agencies in those states have been contacted and will be given jurisdiction. And that's another part of the law that's just been really vague. It's uncertain about how Nebraska fits into that, whether it's something that people from other states can be using. So that's just another reason why the governor has called a special session, which starts today, to address these kinds of really vague and ambiguous parts of the law.
Do you have a sense of what some of the proposals are that they're going to be debating and trying to deal with this law that's created all of these unintended consequences?
Well, the governor is calling for the law to be amended to include an age limit of up to 3 days. And when he introduced or announced that he was going to be holding a special session at the end of last month, he said that a majority of senators, he said 40 of 49 senators, have agreed to just amend the age restriction. But as we've gotten closer to the session, there's been a lot more opinions coming out as far as the differences in what age limits should be set. Some people are now saying 30 days, 35 days, and even up to 4 months old. And there are others that are calling for any amendments to into the law to include provisions ensuring families have access when they're in crisis, access to services.
And what has that discussion been like now that there's this greater awareness of the lack of resources for families who are troubled and struggling?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services, which is the agency that, you know, handles these cases, has really argued that there are enough services for families. And they have said that as a government agency, their role is to step in when a child is in immediate danger, and that before that, it's really up to families to look for help within their community, within nonprofit orgs and assistance through family and friends.
Robin, what's been the toughest part about covering this story for you? I mean, have you had any contact with the kids?
I haven't had contact with the kids. It's been, they have really been sheltered from the media. We haven't seen any interviews with children. Talking to Jack Manzer, Gary Stanton's father-in-law, was difficult because, I mean, you can just imagine what these kids have gone through. They've already been through so much. I mean, their mother died just a year ago, and now their whole world has been uprooted. And, you know, when you're talking about teenagers here, you know, the law is obviously designed to protect newborns, but when you're talking about teenagers, I mean, this is not something that they're going to forget. They're not going to be to forget that feeling that their family abandoned them. So yeah, it's really difficult, and it really just raises a lot of concerns, because when the law was originally proposed and passed, I mean, the debate was, how do you set an artificial age limit on these things? You know, do we not help a child who's 4 days old versus helping a child who's 3 days old? So when you
and
have...
those are all of the issues that the legislature is certainly going to be grappling with today. Robin Wish, we appreciate you coming on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Robin Wish is a freelance reporter for NET Radio, and she was coming to us from Lincoln, Nebraska. Now we turn to Mark Garrison, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. Coming up on 20 minutes before the hour.